It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
They're back, and no doubt about it, these botanical wonders have firmly planted themselves in the 21st century. After beginning as a favorite houseplant pet in 1977, they really took off in the 2000s when they joined up with Garfield, Scooby-Doo, Homer Simpson, and even President Obama. And now those famous ch-ch-ch-chias have made room for Donald Trump. That's right. You can find the Donald on sale on the internet, complete with clay head just waiting to be implanted with chia seeds and instructions for growing a houseplant version of our current president. In my search for the real story, I found that the lowly chia, often derided as a dime store gift in a Tiffany society, has a noble and complex background. Native to Mexico, it was cultivated by the Aztecs in pre-Columbian times. In fact, the word chia is derived from the Aztec word chian, meaning oily. Chiapas, the southernmost state of Mexico, received its name from the Aztec language and refers to chia water or chia river. This nomenclature gives clues to the characteristics that have made the plant so useful throughout history. Chia seeds are a valuable source of protein and oil and contain a mucilaginous substance that, when ground and soaked in water, makes a beverage called chia fresca, which has high thirst-quenching properties and is used to make the alkaline water of arid areas more palatable. The plant is an annual herb that can grow to 3 feet if given proper soil rather than the clay base of a chia pet or person. Its purple or white flowers grow in clusters at the end of each stem, and over the centuries have been cultivated by various tribes in the southwestern U.S. and South and Central America. After threshing and winnowing, the dried seeds could be stored for use in breads, soups, or a mush called pinole. Chia was the third most important crop to the Aztecs, ranked behind corn and beans. It kept its major crop status well into the 16th century, but after the Spanish conquest, it was banned because of its close association with Aztec religion and the practice of using chia seeds as ritualistic offering. Chia is currently undergoing renewed popularity, not because of the chia pet fad, but because of its health benefits. Early day medicinal uses for chia seeds included poultices to treat fevers and infected wounds. But today, the nutritional values are moving the lowly chia up the popularity charts in health food stores and the animal feed industry. Chia surpasses even flax seeds as a major antioxidant source. Unlike flax seed, chia has long storage-keeping qualities and doesn't require grinding in order to deliver its huge quantity of omega-3 fatty acids. But perhaps the most important commercial breakthrough for chia growers is its use as a natural additive to animal feed. Feeding chia to chickens enriches their meat and eggs with valuable antioxidant omega-3s, while chia mixed with dairy cattle feed enriches the milk the same way. Another plus is the distaste insects have for chia plants, hence less need for chemical spraying. With these agricultural possibilities in the tiny seed's future, ch-ch-ch-chia is destined to stay in the news, even when reality TV becomes unreal and our current political race has finally been run.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.